Irish Water has today urged people to conserve water and take steps to reduce excessive use while the cold snap continues. Keith Leonard is chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group, and he joins me now, fresh from that group's latest meeting this morning. Thank you for taking our call, Keith Leonard. First of all, can I just ask you about this appeal from Irish Water to conserve supplies? How does that arise?
Yeah, Brian, the demand for water has increased over the last number of days, and Irish Water are monitoring it. They're working with it and coordinating the response. But there is a requirement, I think, now for people just to be a little bit more careful about water usage. And particularly, we talked about this at the start, but people with vacant properties and holiday homes, if I could check them and just make sure that the water is turned off and that there are no leaks. And I suppose as well, there's a lot of good information at water.ie, and if people see any leaks or want any tips on water conservation, they will be available at www.water.ie. And
are we in a situation where the supplies in our reservoirs are beginning to run down?
I think there's still headroom in terms of water supply, and supplies are still in a good place. But I think it's that increase in demand that has just raised a small element of caution in relation to where water levels could be in a number of days' time. Particularly when we hit the thaw, we're likely to see water leaks emerge that we haven't seen during the freezing period.
Now, overall, how particularly is well, let's talk about the transport system, roads, railways, other key transport infrastructure. How's all that getting by?
We had a report from a transport subgroup at today's meeting, and it was a positive report. Transport operators are generally working very well. There was a few problems this morning with frozen points on a number of lines, but no major delays. And I suppose the advice to people, again, is just to check with your transport provider before you undertake a journey and just be a little bit patient. There may be some delays, but the general picture emerging from the transport sector is that things are moving fairly well.
And main roads, for the most part, seem to have been gritted. But what about footpaths, cycle lanes in some of our towns and cities? A lot of criticism just a couple of days ago that they weren't getting the same kind of treatment. Has there been a change of policy by the local authorities?
Well, there's a lot of work going on, firstly, to keep our primary and our secondary routes moving, and that's where the majority of the work has been happening with local authorities. But where there is excess capacity in the system, there is work being undertaken, particularly around access to public transport hubs and in heavily trafficked urban areas, to try and treat footpaths and cycle lanes as well. But these are very labour-intensive operations. I believe there are over 200 staff out at the moment working at that across the local authorities. But the priorities will remain the primary and the secondary routes.
Very good. Keith Leonard, Chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group, thank you for talking to us.